This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and to my left is Kara Young. To her left, Barbara Mashburn. And to her left, Jonathan Story. Welcome, all three.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're here because Sunday night, the two of you, Kara, will all three of you be singing?
Yes.
Yes, all three of you will be performing.
Do you think I'm going to let them perform without me?
No, I do not.
Come on.
But it will not be limited to the three of you.
No.
The Mashburn Singers. Tell me what's going to happen.
We're going to have some wonderful jazz and blues, and you're going to be so pleased. It is dinner and an auction, a silent auction. The dinner is going to be provided by Slim Chickens and Mama Dean's and Penguin Ed's, and we'll have some pies from the Village Inn. We're going to have a good time.
And there's a cash bar?
There is a cash bar. Thank you so much for reminding me. And the kids will be doing a wonderful show. I always introduce and sayonara.
How is the program developed?
Well, Kara came on this year as the musical director, and I'm so proud to have her. And she wanted to do this jazz and blues this fall. I believe it was she who wanted to do it. Maybe it was me. I don't know. I do tend to like jazz and blues. But we've kind of shifted our format to that area, gospel, jazz, blues. And people seem to love jazz and blues. And so we're going to have a great time. I don't know if you realize this is our 18th year. And I have 13 students at the university, so we need a lot of money.
Because
we have been invited to the White House again to sing for the fourth time. And we're so, so excited to get to go. However, we have to raise $20,000. We have been told that if we raise 20, that someone will give 10. So we have to have 30 to take 15 students.
Jonathan, you've been to the White House.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, it was everything I hoped it would be and more. It was quite magnificent. The first year we went to the White House actually was the year of President Clinton's impeachment. So it was the headline in the Washington Post when we got to our hotel room and found it lying on the bed was that Clinton had been impeached. And then by the time we performed at the White House, two nights later, President Clinton was assuring us that he had the votes in the Senate to remain in office. So that was very fascinating to be up in D.C. performing at the White House during that time. And, of course, when we sang those on those occasions, we were singing for the Arkansas Christmas party. But it really is pretty extraordinary. They escorted us into a bunker, probably 50 feet underground, and held us there until it was time for us to sing. And then we were led up into the diplomatic reception room and eventually up into the main level of the White House. And, man, it's grand. That's all you could say about it.
How does one get invited? Is this something you apply for, or?
You fill out an application, and then, we filled out the application this year, the process we went through, and then several people, a lot of elected officials helped us, Senator Bozeman, Senator Pryor, Congressman Womack, among others.
Kara, have you been to the White House?
I have not, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let me go back to the program Sunday night. What will we hear?
We have a little bit of everything, although jazz is a theme. There are different genres inside of jazz. We have samba, bossa nova, swing, blues, an a cappella rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So we have a little bit for everybody, I think.
When you have something like, because I happen to think Somewhere Over the Rainbow may be the best written song ever. So when you have the chance to sing a cappella Somewhere Over the Rainbow, how do you decide who's going to do it? Because that seems like something that a lot of people would like to do.
Yeah, it is a very beautiful tune. I agree with you.
Well,
there.
First of all, you have to be courageous.
Yes.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yes. And then you have to pick good singers and make sure they blend and work well together, which she is very capable of handling. Thank goodness.
Probably our most challenging tune in that respect, but I'm confident in the singer's ability, and I think it will turn out well.
You grew up in Worcester.
I did, yes. Oklahoma girl.
That's right. A lot of music in your household growing up?
Oh, yes. Mainly by me. You did. My neighbors could hear me. So always singing and playing and dancing around the house.
What would you sing?
I sang opera. I was taking voice lessons, so I sang opera. I grew up watching all the Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, so, and
including Oklahoma?
Including Oklahoma, yes. It was one of my favorites. So, and then I discovered jazz a little later on. My grandmother introduced me to Nat King Cole and Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra, and it just sort of took off from there.
Like your grandmother. Jonathan, what did you listen to growing up?
Well, I listened to a lot of different things. Also, a lot of classical. I listened to jazz. Really, my grandfather is who exposed me to classical music. He was a pianist, and so I kind of have followed in his footsteps, at least initially when I started lessons. And he exposed me to a wide variety of styles, probably similar to what Kara heard growing up.
Interestingly enough, his grandfather used to run JCPenney on the square, and I worked for him when I was in college. I didn't know that until Jonathan and I had been. You know, Jonathan's been with me 13 years, and thank the Lord. And I didn't even know Mr. Therrell was his grandfather. And when I found that out, because he helped me go to Europe when I was in college with the Yorkettes, and I sang for Rotary all the time. He was a big Rotarian. Wonderful man. And I just was so thrilled when I found out Jonathan was his grandson.
Small world.
It's a small world. Yeah.
Well, Fayetteville then, too, was a...
It was a small
18,000 people back then.
We have the Mary Baker Rumsey piano here.
Yes.
Which I've played, and I'm very impressed with.
Well, thank you.
We liked it.
Yeah. And we liked you playing it, so would you like to play it again?
Love to.
And Carrie, you're going to sing?
Why, sure.
What are you going to sing?
Summertime.
All right. People can see and hear the three of you and about a dozen others Sunday night.
Yes. And they're all wonderful.
At the UARC Bowl on Dixon. Show starts at 7:30.
You can buy tickets at the door or on the website at mashburnfoundation.org. Thank you. Tickets are $30, but that's dinner and a show and a silent auction, cash bar.
And when will you be at the White House?
Second or third week of December.
It's just around the corner.
It is.
Kara, Barbara, Jonathan, thank you all very much.
Thank you so much, Kyle.